You weigh the impact of two players will make the headlines, but how much of a team effort was that today?
It was more like us, like last year. I mean, staying in games, I think they enforced a type of football at us in the first half where our young team normally at times can have problems. And we didn't give them anything. Even in the first half, we had the two better chances. On the counter-attack with Wes Burns, with the 2v1 situation, where we need to get a better end product. And obviously the header was cleared on the line after free kick from Ash Hunter. In general, they try to bump us, they try to squeeze us, they try to play percentage football on corners and free kicks where they are normally very good at it. We stood firm, we stood in the game. Two centre halves has been tremendous, I think. In the second half, I think the longer the game went, the game calmed down a little bit. Our fitness played dividends, and like you just mentioned, we have now a bench where I can look back and we bring people on and who can decide the game for us. And that is exactly what happened. And we are now in a position where people coming back from injuries, and we're having also new players coming in where we have a more balanced and a stronger squad than we had for 2 months ago.
Paddy Madden made the impact straight away, an assist and a goal within 5 minutes of coming on. What did you make of that?
Yeah, very good. I think that's why we bought him for. I think he gave us calmness on the ball. He gave us the right ball at the right time. And that is the situation where we had when we scored, the same situation we had in the first half where we didn't got that calmness about us. But I think compliment to everybody from the first minute till the last minute. We stayed in games, and that is in that league is so important, especially when you have the quality on the bench that you have a chance to bring those quality on to decide your games. And it was really important to be doing our jobs in general in the first 60-70 minutes.
And did we see all the qualities of Diego Raga today, the sort of battling midfield play, the passing and of course the goal?
I think so. I think we saw a physical presence. We look bigger. We look more men on the pitch. I think he gives us technique when you actually see how good technically he is for such a big lad. He has game experience and he has fitness. He can run all day long. So he fully filled a lot of criteria that we was looking for, and I'm very happy that he's continued with his goal scoring ability from Plymouth. So
what does that say about your team at a time where there's a lot of focus on a particular football match in the FA Cup?
I think we needed to change the mentality from the run we had, and we did. I think it was very important in that period that we had players who were really committed to the club. And we talked about it, doing the simple things right. The simple things is like fighting, competing, playing in our DNA, and that is where everything had started off, you know, and that is the base for most to go to. And now we have competition, and like I always said to Rosie, I'll just repeat myself, competition, get the best out of people, you know, and because you never can rest, not in training, not on Monday or Tuesdays, you know, you have to go. And I think that's the best scenario for a coach.